We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. Today is October the 11th, 2020, just for, I don't know, in case we replay this, because it's a really good show and we might want to. But yeah. What's happening in the world now is happening on October the 11th, 2020. So my name's Aaron Ryan.
My name's Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape has everything you need, Noya tractors, attachments, generators, lawn care, steel products, you name it. Go by and see them. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 530-226-9226. Or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
And when you call, you'll get a human.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
That's right.
Yeah, you should point that out because that's actually, I don't know. That's a noteworthy.
Yeah, I made a call the other day and I had to go through like five prompts before I could get to somebody.
My microphone's still on drugs. I know you could try to tighten it all day, but it just keeps taking off. There, sorry about that. I keep fading myself in and out. Okay, so we are doing a weighty topic today. We're always doing some weighty topic. We try not to make it feel weighty, but it sort of is because it's some science stuff. But it's important science because it's science actually that's kind of running our lives at the moment. I guess running or ruining, depending on how you'd like to spell that, doing a little bit of both. But Dr. Shizong Chen did an excellent job here in the first hour of explaining why this whole idea of the COVID-19 virus being some magical, natural phenomenon that happened with bats, etc., not so, and also discussed the lady who has been seen on TV from China, Dr. Li Mengyan, who has come forward and published some information, actually using some of Dr. Chen's research on the virus, and she has paid a hefty price for that. I don't know if you guys are prepared to move into that. We also have Eureka Young on with us. We've got both of them on today, and we were going to talk a little bit about what happens. I mean, because I hate to even say this, but I know that there are a lot of people who have grown up in the United States, or let's say someplace else in the world, because we have listeners from elsewhere, who have not dealt with a regime like the Chinese Communist Party. And they see a person like Dr. Li Mengyan come forward, and then the next thing you hear is her family has been rounded up, and who knows what's happened to them. Something horrible, I'm sure. And people say, well, it's probably all just, you know, some big, big ploy. She's probably not a real whistleblower. Maybe she's a plant. And it's unfortunate that anymore it seems like you don't know what to believe. But you guys come from that culture, so how likely is it that she, because she's a real scientist, so how likely is it that she has taken tremendous risk and put her family in harm's way to expose the Chinese Communist Party?
Erica, you want to say something on it?
Yeah, I think Li Mengyan cited Dr. Chen's team's work, right, in her reports. She published two, and I'll leave that to Dr. Chen. But from her mother being arrested, and also from leading scientists in the established science and research community coming out to discredit Dr. Yan, and these are good indications, including University of Hong Kong, where Dr. Yan escaped from and came to the United States, and revealing how her work was related to cover-up and to falsify information to feed to the international community. And now with her mother being arrested like last week, I think, she was going on to Fox News. She did a few interviews with Fox News, maybe once with Lou Dobbs and twice with Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very widely watched programs in the United States and across the world, I believe, and around the world. And from she broke out the news that her mother was arrested in Tucker Carlson's the program and last week, and from the way the Cummins regime is going after her, it speaks of the weight that her reports, her article, her research reports are carrying. And it is commonplace now that the regime, the Cummins regime, now are suppressing dissidents. I tried to refer my friends and like those in the United States to We the People Radio for them to take a look, and some agreed to your to the contents and felt it's most timely, and they were amazed at how We the People Radio has like been reporting way before. The radio scene is really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we started back in 2018 having no idea that, you know, this year would be all about understanding and deconstructing the Chinese Communist Party that we, at that time, really knew very little about.
Yes, with Hong Kong, like, protests breaking out in 2019, and with this Wuhan virus, the Hong Kong administration, they did everything trying to sabotage the protesters. They were using this virus to keep social distancing, to arrest people who are just walking on the street, some were only 12-year-old. So with all this going on, ask them, are you willing to come to the radio station to share your stories and your personal plight? And they some give thought to the idea of coming to your program to share their personal stories, but they haven't made up their mind. And one of the concerns was their families.
Yep. I don't blame them.
Some are already, some will be definitely harassed, but none to the extent as Dr. Yan's mother being arrested. So this arrest in itself alone really speaks loud on the severity of the issue that Dr. Yan is trying to expose, and Dr. Chen is trying to shed more light on it. I'll hand it over to Dr. Chen.
I want to add to that, reminding people to discredit Dr. Yan, to doubt the courage of people like Dr. Yan. It's really to endanger themselves. I want to remind them a name that they probably do not recognize anymore. Dr. Jiang was a military doctor, a lung doctor, back in 2013. Disclosed the truth of SARS to the world, to warn the world of SARS. And he is the single hero that saved the rest of the world from suffering a COVID-19-like disaster. But what did the world, you know, pay back to him? Practically nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
I don't know the world even remembers him. It is the lost. It is the ignorance looking away from the courage, even despising them, that led to the current pandemic. And if we discredit Dr. Yan, discredit heroes like this, there are many more worthy Nobel Prize winners out of China since 1989 than many of the winners. Dr. Jan certainly is one of them, and Dr. Gao, who disclosed AIDS pandemic in China or epidemic in China, right, is another. But this heroes humanity have all been so far ignored and discredited. If we go on that route, if we discredit Dr. Yan, then we are going to rip our own, you know, action.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't ignore the people who step up to bravely disclose and then complain that everything goes haywire, because at some point people will stop doing that. But, you know, there are always brave people out there. So I guess for all those folks that are wondering if this is all just part of, you know, part of the whole big messy game the Chinese are playing, no, she exists outside that. Because if she's citing your research, obviously there's no benefit to the CCP to be citing your research. That seems like a bad idea for them, because it's not working out very well. We have to take one really quick break here, and we'll be right back with our two guests, Dr. Xiaozong Chen and Eureka Young. You're listening to We the People. Please join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world.
Seems like I play that song quite often, but it kind of fits, you know? It has become a mad world. So we were talking here in the studio during the break about Dr. Yan and the danger that it put her family in. And I'm pretty sure that most people who've never lived under a regime like the Chinese Communist Party, I'm pretty sure that it's very hard for them to understand. Why would you speak out if you knew that your family was in danger? I've got my opinions or my guesses, but I've also never lived underneath a regime like that. So when people ask you that, Since you did grow up in that culture, why would people speak out? Why do you speak out? I mean, I guess you can speak to it, in your own first person.
Yeah, I can take this, give it a try. And we came here to the United States because we know that it is defending freedom back then, and We know that the United States was partnered with NATO, who stood up against the former Soviet Union's aggressive posture in Europe, and it stood against the communism's spreading in Asia, and it brought prosperity to many Asian economies, and so we came here with this understanding, and we thought by increasing the inter-exchanges of students between China and the United States, China may eventually catch up, right? But then after we spent enough time here, and after seeing how the communist regime is tightening its control over its people, and also through infiltration, through economic gains, it by taking advantage of American people and American administrations, it is becoming more and more assertive. And now it is not only threatening Chinese people, overseas Chinese people, by harassing their families or arresting their family members. They even, like, openly interfered in U.S. In U.S. political process, and not only they attack candidates of the current administration, they attack like Mike Pompeo. It is in their state-run media calling Secretary Pompeo as enemy of the people, a public enemy, and they attacked Vice President Pence. They attacked President Trump, and they went ahead and threatened attacked Trump supporters in the United States. And through some of my friends, I came to know that there's one lady who supported President Trump, and both her parents and her in-laws, her husband's family, were threatened, which caused huge pressure on the relationship between her and her husband. And yet, despite all that, America has come to a point that we're so close being, like, putting ourselves under the influence of communism. And in the most recent vice presidential debate, one candidate was saying that Secretary General Xi Jinping of China commands more respect among the Western world. While the candidate was saying that, the candidate meant to praise and to attack President Trump while praising China's president.
Yeah, and I remember that.
If we listen carefully, we would have found that other countries, not as strong as the United States, they may not be praising, they may not respect the Secretary General in China. They may not really respect him. They are hesitating. They did not stand that firmly. That's why it took Secretary Pompeo many trips to Asia, to Europe, to at least to form an international coalition to refuse to say no to Huawei, to say no to communism. So it took a lot of effort. If we don't do it now, and the communism is really spreading out, and if the United States is to the point where its leaders are saying, are kowtowing to China and did not dare to refute communism in the presidential debate, then we would have lost the United States. And when the United States is not standing firm against that, though people from China, like ourselves, we have nowhere else to escape
right.
to. And
right.
this is really the final stand of humanity's freedom.
Well,
why I really need to speak out before it's too late.
And people need to understand that when folks like you speak out, you're not only putting your families in danger in China, but they are just as susceptible to danger in our country from the CCP. They operate here as well. And they can have dramatic impacts on your family even here.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
it's no small feat, but obviously it's important enough to take that risk. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm thinking that from your vantage point, watching people kind of flirt with communism here in this country has got to, probably a mix of emotion, terrifying and absolutely just white hot anger.
Yeah. It's in fact, doesn't have to be communism, right? I got to ask that question a lot because I practice Falun Gong. And people ask me, why Falun Gong practitioners take all the risks? Right? They were the most persecuted group in China. My answer is that there's something called conscience. Why? Okay, we can ask the question, why the United States fought the Independence War? Jefferson claimed inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And then hundreds of years later, the United States, United Nations, wrote in Universal Declaration of Human Rights, unalienable rights. But those inalienable or unalienable rights includes life, property, happiness, all that. All those can be taken away from. And that's why there's a human rights violation. If there are truly unalienable rights, inalienable rights, then there wouldn't be human rights violations.
Mm-hmm.
They take away from it. Yeah. And so it's alienable, in fact. But there's one thing that is truly unalienable. And that is what I refer to as conscience. The innate knowing of right and wrong. We humans have that ability. And when we know something is wrong, then we speak up. Because that is the only thing we have. Everything else can be taken out, taken away from you from outside. A bullet will take everything from you.
Mm-hmm.
But the conscience, but your own conscience, nobody can take it away from you. Even when, if somebody killed me, right? They asked me to say CCB is the greatest thing in the world. If I refuse to say it, they can kill me. I have my conscience. If somebody forced me to say it and torture me, and I cannot stand the torture, and I say, okay, I'll give in, right? Later, I may explain to my grandchildren that, you know, I did that because I, you know, somebody forced me to say it, but ultimately, I would be the one that made the decision to cave in. So I am responsible for it under any circumstances. And so, this is the only thing that a human being can have and in control and be responsible of under any circumstances, because it is the only thing that defines humanity. If we do not, if we let go of our conscience, we cannot even claim that we're human, because that defines human nature.
Right.
It is that thing, the conscience, that drives us human to say no to evil. And this is why Falun Gong practitioners in China do not give in to evil. The worst persecution in human history is going on right now against Falun Gong. The largest scale, the worst scale, you know, we talked about Hogan Harvest Jr. And, you know, I ran into Senator Feinstein. And her chief of staff argued with me. And, you know, Feinstein said, you know, I'm not too fond of a cult. She was referring to Falun Gong. And her chief of staff argued with me. Why Falun Gong practitioners, you know, keep walking towards the den of lions? First of all, you got it wrong. We are not attacking the lion's den.
Right.
It is evil going after us. You got it wrong, please. Okay? But my answer, you know, that kind of question is that if we do not do that, we're no longer human.
Yep.
And so when we're doing that, we are not just defending ourselves, we're defending humanity. imagine we lose humanity, what do we have? What do we become?
Yeah, we let monsters take over the world because we're too afraid or not willing to do anything. And I think for all the people out there who are struggling with, because let's face it, there's a point in time where there's so much lying and misinformation that you think, okay, everything's a lie. Well, you know, everything can't be a lie. That actually is impossible. But I think listening to you guys and the commitment you have to the greater humanity, not just to the Chinese, not just to the Americans, not just to one culture or civilization or time period even, that if we don't stop this from mowing us all down, the consequences are permanent for a long time. And I don't know how you get out of that. I guess we've done it in the past, but gosh, it'd be nice not to go through the Dark Ages again.
That was
a long, long bad trip. Not that I was there, although Bill was probably there. He's pretty old. All right, we've got to take a quick break. I digress. Quick break, and we'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Shizong Chen and Eureka Young. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You are faithful, faithful. I'm leaving doubt and sorrow in the distance. I'm gonna trust and cast my fears aside. My life's a work that I know you'll finish. I know I'm gonna be alright. It's you I'll chase.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life.
We're back. So I didn't mean to derail you on the second hour. I know, Eureka, you had kind of a plan, so I'll throw it to you guys. We'll stop interrupting.
Oh, I don't have too much to add. I think I'll just add one anecdote about how the communist threat is coming to the United States. About 2 weeks ago, FBI made an arrest of a New York City police officer. His name, last name, An Wang. He is a naturalized U.S. citizen from Tibet, and he posed himself as a dissident, and he served in the military here and worked as an agent, nonetheless, as an agent for the People's Republic of China, for the Communist Party, and he was assigned to infiltrate the Tibetan dissident circles and to spy on Tibetans and report back to Beijing on their activities, so the government would be able to thwart their movements for human rights and to target specific individuals to accurately harass, to know exactly the background of the person, the social connections back in Tibet, to apply pressure on them. So this is how serious situations are now in New York City and in the United States.
And we talk about how communism is infiltrating. It's interesting that they disguise it as socialism. Mm-hmm. And it's not
the same. It's just where everybody shares. It's just sharing.
Yeah, it's not the same as communism. Maybe you could enlighten us a little bit about the difference between the two, if there is any.
Yep, and in China nowadays, they pretended that communism is just an idea, and they claim they are in the early stage of socialism. But around the year 2017 or so, they gradually unmasked their disguise. They said the defining feature of China's socialism is the indisputable leadership of the Communist Party. So now, mm-hmm. in China, where the predominant group where communists are like running things, they basically are saying socialism, their defining feature, is communist ruling, and they financed many movements and groups, and recently State Department of the United States designated two more semi-official, semi-like unofficial groups within China. One was for uniting Taiwan, trying to take Taiwan back to the mainland. The other was for advocating their foreign policy in general. Like they name it like a Friendship Association of Chinese People or something like that. So these two United Front Work Department's front shops have been just recently designated as espionage agencies. And they finance through these two and many other front shops of the United Front Work Department of the Communist Party, they financed an organization in San Francisco, which is related to the protests that are going on, in the United States, those violent protests against law and order, and so there are a lot of traces about the infiltration. So anyone who pretends to be socialism, if we look closely, we will find some probably got trained in China. And even some of the protests, the organizers or the founders of organizations with communist ingredients in them. I won't name the names, but it's well known. Then, if we look very carefully, we behind the organizers, the founders, they are more or less linked to the communist regime in China. And it is very dangerous, and even presidential or vice presidential candidates do not dare to make a claim like we are against communism. They kind of dodged these questions, mm-hmm. and they kept pressing on President Trump. And President Trump came out openly saying he is against a Ku Klux Klan or against the white supremacy. So, but these people, they never dare to make the distinction and never dare to. They try to disguise that socialism and communism is different, but they never dare to allow people to really look behind the scenes, look at the connection, the paper trail, look at how China is becoming very active. CCP regime is very active after COVID. They spread disinformation around the world and to discredit this administration's very timely measures to cut off traffic, right, travel and all that. So it is a whole scheme of the communist aggressiveness to undermine economic property, social economic prosperity, social order in the United States. That's what we're facing.
Yeah, I really like what you said there, that socialism is just a mask of communism. Because it truly is. I mean,
mm-hmm. It sounds all nice, but then when you look at how it actually works,
yeah, where it's going to end up,
well,
yeah,
anywhere, ever.
It'll start out as socialism and all the free things, and you know, we're all going to sing kumbaya. But in the end, it's going to be communism, and that's going to be tough to get rid of. And I think that's
well, once you destroy your well, look what's happened with the media. The media is a great example. We used to have look at all the things that have gone on. You know, Joe Biden and his son with money in China and the Ukraine and all that. I mean, back in the day, if you were running for president and your son had been involved in stuff like that,
yeah, you're disqualified.
Well, the media would just be all over.
Oh, yeah.
You. They'd be asking a million questions.
Yeah, but not anymore.
And not now.
And that's why it's so dangerous right now. Is I think with the media backing this whole democratic socialist movement, people I think are being led down the rosy path. They're being deceived, and that's why I think shows like this are so important. When we have folks like you that can come on and call it what it is, that socialism is just a mask for the Communist Party, and that mask will come off eventually. And then we're going to see...
Yeah, will it be before they have us in their sights, or, I mean...
Yeah.
It's a... I don't know. It's something that I think everybody has to... really look at what's being proposed and how much of it is true, how much of it is false. You're going to have to choose. But when you start seeing every single argument ends with you're a racist,
yeah.
When we come back, I'd like to hit this one thing. Eureka had sent me an email about the whole white privilege thing. And why people are not speaking up to that, or why they are, and how that's kind of walking us all into a corner. How about that? Because that's all part of it. Demonize everybody and silence them. And what a great way to do it. I'd also like to point out that on our webpage, I did put on the, I added for today, the 45 goals from the Naked Communist. That was from one of the first shows we did with June back in 2018. The Naked Communist to overthrow the United States, and that was written in 1958. So if you kind of run down that list and look at how many of those things have been accomplished and how excited the communists must be for that and how many of them fit into the playbook, I think you'll be really surprised. And we didn't make that up lately. I mean, that's 1958 talking. So you can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. For good.
That's a cautionary tale. So I know you had sent me this article about the white privilege, and you asked me if people actually believed this kind of thing. He said, I'm just going to read your message because it was really good. It dawned on me yesterday that white supremacy may be a veiled attack against America's traditional values, in particular American exceptionalism. Granted that American exceptionalism, if dominantly Christian and white of origin, is more of a value than a biological identity, white or non-white, those who identify with that value system will, of course, defend it when it's attacked. This is why the U.S. is so divided now between the conservatives and the liberals, and it also explains why the polling is so inaccurate, as a significant portion of the society may be fed up with the fake media and dominated polling. And I'm sorry, that was Dr. Chen. It wasn't Eureka. Sorry. I know I was talking to both of you. And you had asked me if you thought that was, you know, if that was actually really happening. And yeah, it is really happening. I mean, if you're, it used to be like when I was a kid, I'm 59. So when I was a kid, like in the 60s and 70s, if you pointed out someone's color or made decisions based on their color, that was considered racism. That, I mean, we were always taught as kids at home and at school that that was inappropriate. It didn't matter what color people were. And now it absolutely matters what color you are, but if you're the wrong color, now the wrong color is white and you're bad and you have to apologize for that. But just like back in the 60s and 70s, how do you apologize for something you can't change or fix? So it's another false, you know, false narrative to silence people. And sounds like something right out of the CCP playbook. but I haven't read the whole playbook. I'm guessing you guys have. So what do you think?
Well, all this just we have experienced it. So this is just ringing a lot of things here. It ring a communist bell to me. Many things, I find that many things can be used by communism or communists to harm humanity. This topic, I'm not sure, because it's close to the end time. I'm not sure if I have enough time to build it. But I want to point out the seriousness of this election. Because we talk about science. Do you realize that science have even been used in this election? In the debate, there are at least two occasions when science is quoted. Actually, three. I can think of three. One is a question to President Trump, whether you believe in the science of global warming. And then the same question was asked to Vice President Pence. And then also, Harris claimed that if Dr. Fauci says inject a vaccine, then she'll be the first in line, right, to inject it. But if President Trump said she will not, I mean, is that scientific? Trump didn't make the virus. And also, the science of global warming, whose science? Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, I gave an example. Example, the COVID-19, there are two sides of science. You know, some scientists said it's natural origin. Some scientists like us, we say, no, it's man interference. And so, whose science? So, I want to give a scenario and to point out why this election matters so much to the United States. Okay. We talked about how this COVID-19. Let me give you an if I were the one, if I, you know, God forbid, if I would be one to design this, to develop this awful virus, how I would do it, right? So, it could easily done, okay? So, I would get hold of this awful virus that we know now, okay? The, you know, SARS virus, not the COVID-19, the SARS virus, you know, the bird flu, you know, the flu virus, all kinds of virus, by the way. The CCP steals them, steal a lot of them from world, from Canada, from the United States, and they have a collection of them. So I would use that collection of virus, mix them together to make a cocktail, and then infect mouse that have incorporated human gene. That's available. For example, the receptor that the COVID-19 or the SARS virus binds to. And again, this technology is from the United States. Think about it. how the United States have enabled the CCP to do this awful thing. And then I would feed those wires into those mouths, let them crossbreed, and then come out with this awful wires. Now, the danger is that, as I said from the very beginning of the program, we don't know how many they have. We don't know whether the same facilities do carry on the same experiment. Now, who is more likely to go after the CCP, to force them to terminate that and to hand over all the material and the capacities? And this is a fraud I caught in the debate. It shocked me. Biden and Harris both claim that President Trump was not strong enough, was too soft against the CCP, as if they will be stronger. And that is a fraud. And worse yet, yesterday, Elizabeth Warren came out to say that if Joe Biden was elected, Joe Biden will go after President Trump for the COVID-19. Give me a break. But this tells us, Americans, to the world, who will go after the CCP. Yet, the Democrats, now claiming that they will, you know, they blame President Trump for not going after the CCP, not strong enough. And then that really alerted me to look up the Democrats' platform, the foreign policy platform. Well, they said a few things, but let me just, because we're running out of time, let me say the one single thing. That really stood out. It says that Biden will work with our alliance and to negotiate with China from the strongest position. Okay? That alone tells us it's a fraud, because all the so-called U.S. alliance, including the United States itself, the previous administration, they were all coveting China's economic favor. They were all on the CCP side. There's no alliance. If there's an alliance, they're on the side of the China, the CCP side. It is because President Trump, it is because Secretary Pompeo, that they have formed a current alliance to stand up the CCP. Now, it scares me that if Biden gets elected, he can break up that alliance right away. Everything that President Trump has done so far against the CCP, Biden can undo it the next day.
Yeah, right. And that is scary.
And so this is scary. And don't ever get fooled. Don't ever, I mean, to my Chinese friend also, because many Chinese think, regardless which party gets elected, they will have to stand strong against CCP. No, not so. The fraud to win your vote, Democrats will claim they'll stand strong in China, against China. But that's a fraud. Recognize that fraud right now. Go vote for President Trump.
Good deal.
Well said.
Thanks, guys. We will talk to you again, I'm sure. You have been listening to We the People. You can find this at wethepeopleradio.us. Tell a friend. We got it. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.